Welcome to Podcasts, recorded live at the Center for Spiritual Living in Portland, Oregon. We have many programs, classes, and workshops developed just for our online audience. To find out more, go to our website at cslportland.org and look under the Online tab. Our mission is to open hearts, ignite minds, and make a difference. If you'd like to support our center and its video podcast, you can donate online at cslportland.org/donate. Allow us to become part of your extended spiritual community. Wherever you are on your spiritual journey, you are most welcome at the Center for Spiritual Living.
The same. Man, it feels good to be back up here to see all of you. Consuelo and Marcia, look at all of you. All right. Consuelo was not with us for a while, but we're both back, so now you all are complete because we're here. And Kat, where's Kat? These flowers are absolutely magnificent today. Thank you so much. They're stunning. Thank you. So this is October, the first Sunday in October. This whole month of October is dedicated to the concept of prosperity. We're calling this series Partners in Prosperity. So each Sunday we'll be looking at a different aspect of the spiritual concept of prosperity. And that includes, not quite today, but later in the month, we'll be talking with you about how you can support this community and asking you to give some thought and prayer to your intentions for next year. But a little more about that coming up. So today's topic is true prosperity, what is it? And so I should probably just start with the elephant in the room, money. Because I just want to like get it out of the way so we can move on, okay? Okay. So money is one of those things, we got to have it, we need it, you know, can't live without it. Although I do know somebody who does a very good job of living almost entirely on the barter system. I don't know how she does it, but she does it. But for most of us, we need money to get by in life, to pay the mortgage and the rent and the utilities and whatnot, which is why we ask you for your financial gifts every week here. So one of the reasons is to support the bills. It's also to support community and what we do here, and more about that as well later. But so a misconception about money that I heard a lot growing up, and maybe you've heard it too, is money corrupts. And then I learned that it's really love of money that corrupts. So we can put that aside. And one of the best lessons I've learned about money is God in action. I love thinking about money in that way. It has totally transformed my relationship with money. Because I grew up with this attitude of, I can't be happy if I have too much money. And now I'm like, I know, that's like a whole other talk. I've done some forgiveness work around the people who taught me that. but I've moved on from that. And the reason I love thinking of money as God in action, because what money really is, or our attitude about, it's our attitude about money that defines it. It's what we do with it that gives it its weight in our life, maybe. So in relationship to prosperity, Shakti Gawain said, while prosperity is in some ways related to money, it is not caused by money. Because it's not the money itself that makes us prosperous. What I want to talk about today, true prosperity, I would actually propose has little or almost nothing to do with money. Because true prosperity is an attitude towards life, not a condition in life. True prosperity is an attitude towards life, not a condition in life. As Wayne Dyer put it, there is no way to prosperity. Prosperity is the way. So Wayne Dyer is a great spiritual teacher that many of us are familiar with. Another great spiritual teacher in the New Thought movement is Eric Butterworth, a Unity minister, and perhaps one of our absolute best teachers about this concept of true prosperity. He wrote a whole book about it called Spiritual Economics. And in the very beginning, he reminds us the meaning, the true meaning of some key words here. The true meaning of the word wealth is well-being. The true meaning of the word affluence is an abundant flow. Flow as in not holding on to things, and it's definitely not about the things themselves. He also reminds us that the true meaning, the original meaning of the word prosperity itself, is to go forward with hope. So think about that. Prosperity is to really, it really means to go forward with hope, which is why Butterworth spends, after the introducing us to those concepts, he spends almost the rest of the book teaching us two things. To build a prosperity consciousness, and remember that's your attitude towards life, and don't focus on the money, instead focus on being who you were here to be. Then prosperity will take care of itself. And again, to circle back to Wayne Dyer on this concept, he wrote, "When I chased after money, I never had enough. When I got my life on purpose and focused on giving of myself and everything that arrived into my life, then I was prosperous." Our practitioners here at Portland Center for Spiritual Living, they most definitely know what prosperity means. In the back of the room, there's a series of note cards that you can help yourself to. One of them is dedicated to the principle of prosperity. Each one is dedicated to a different spiritual concept. This one, prosperity, and this is the quote that they put in the side of this card. "I look at the lavish wastefulness of nature and know that God intended me to be abundantly supplied with everything that makes for beauty, well-being, and happiness." That's prosperity. Beauty, well-being, and happiness. So you might want to pick one of these up, and I didn't warn them I was going to refer to this. I don't know if there's enough of them, but you can pick one up. Okay. So true prosperity is an inner experience. It's those things about life that help us feel rich inside. Those things we experience and engage in and participate in that help us say, man, life is really good, and I feel so rich. I do this a lot on my bike when I'm enjoying the beauty of nature. I will sometimes say out loud, I'm like, oh, this is mine, and I'm so rich. It also belongs to all of y'all. But all of this is mine, and you know what? None of it cost me a dime, okay? And because prosperity is an inner experience, nobody gets to define it exactly for us, what it means. Because each of us is such a unique expression of the one life with our own qualities, our own hearts and minds and souls, that what prosperity means for us is going to be different. Nobody gets to define it for you. Not your family, society, your friends, teachers, mentors, podcasters, celebrities, influencers, athletes, not even your minister, gets to tell you what prosperity means for you or what helps you feel prosperous? Because it's an inside job. For instance, a friend of mine in Denver loves basketball. She's a big fan of the Denver Nuggets. If she ever visits, don't hold that against her, okay? Okay. She's a big fan of the Denver Nuggets, and going to a Nuggets game is most definitely part of her experiencing prosperity in her life. She loves everything about it. She loves the game itself, the fan experience, the anticipation, the cheering, and the not quite crying when they lose. She loves everything about it. And it brings her great joy. Now me, on the other hand, I can live a very prosperous life and never attend an NBA game, okay? Although, if in an effort of making a Portlandian out of me, you invite me to a Trailblazers game, I promise I'll say yes, okay? Okay, but other than that, okay? So we're gonna do something now. As a community, we're going to come up with our definition of prosperity. So in a moment, I'm going to ask you to just shout out, not yet, what prosperity means for you. And I've enlisted the help of a couple note takers who are going to capture all these ideas, and then I'm going to refer to them in the rest of this series this month. For those joining us in our virtual community space, you are invited to participate in this as well. You can put your answers in the chat, and there's a person here in the sanctuary logged into the service, and they're going to capture your notes and shout them out as well. So when you shout them out, I'm going to repeat them for the sake of our note takers to make sure everybody can hear. Okay, so I'll give you 5 seconds to think about what prosperity means for you.
Ability to give.
Giving, or ability to give. Okay, shout it out. Ability to give.
Community.
Community.
The abundance of life.
Abundance of life.
Love.
What?
Love.
Love.
Being in service.
Service.
Sharing.
Wait, I'm trying to catch
passion.
This. Passion. Yes.
Freedom.
Freedom.
Gratefulness.
What?
Gratefulness.
Family.
Being in nature.
Nature.
Good health.
Good health.
Laughter. Peace.
Laughter.
Mother Ocean.
Mother Ocean. So we're going to pause for a moment. We're going really fast. I had to give our note takers a second here. Okay, I got a thumbs up. Let's keep going.
Being in the flow.
Being in the flow.
Fulfillment.
Peace.
Contentment.
Contentment. I think I heard satisfaction over here.
To be truly loved.
To be truly loved.
Chinese food.
Chinese food. We'll call that delicious food. Because then we'll get in Ethiopian food and Japanese food. Okay. Wait, did I hear singing over here? Singing. What?
Say it again.
I pray for people till healing.
Mm-hmm. So prayer and healing?
Yes.
Is that accurate?
Yes.
Prayer
yes.
And healing.
We're gonna do it.
All right. Prayer and healing.
Friendship.
Friendship.
Dancing.
I think we got family. I heard dancing. Yeah. All right, dancing.
Flying.
Flying.
Ooh. Puppies.
What?
Puppies.
Puppies. Yes.
Enough.
Is that what you said? Enough? Enough. Wait. I missed all of those. Yeah. Say again.
Well, if you got puppies, you got to have kittens.
Okay. Because we're all about equality here. If we have puppies, we have to have kittens. Okay. Yes. Ah, freedom and letting go. All right, from our online community.
I also heard grandkids and exploration.
Ah, grandkids and exploration.
How about relationships?
Inspiring contentment.
inspiring contentment, relationships. Did we get music yet?
Yeah.
Music?
Yeah.
Music! Finally, Lori, our music director. Music! Okay, what else?
Delight
in everything.
Beauty.
Beauty. We have nature. I think we have peace.
God.
Teenagers. Teenagers, they're right up here above me. Teenagers.
Wisdom.
Creativity.
How about sunshine?
Sunshine.
Yeah.
Our heart. All right. All right. I'm going to, I think that, okay, we got more from online.
One more from online.
Horseback riding.
Horseback riding.
The helpfulness of others. The helpfulness of others.
Oh, helpfulness of others. Okay, one more. You get the last word.
Art.
Art. Ah, yes, art. Okay, I think we have quite a list.
Spirituality.
What is that? Spirituality. Okay. So, all right, got to cut it off. You could do some journaling when you go home if you need to, if you need to get more out, okay? All right. Now, perhaps you've already noticed this, but because sometimes ministers like to state the obvious, there's one thing all of these have in common. All of them have in common that these experiences in life that define our prosperity, those tap into joy is one of them. They all help us experience those divine qualities that just are. We don't actually create these divine qualities. They're part of that thing itself that chose to express itself as its creation, that life impulse that said, you know what, I want to experience myself, so I'm going to create. So it sprung forth all of creation, including us, and therefore all of creation is imbued with its qualities. And those are those qualities that all these things you shouted out tap into, those divine qualities of joy, peace, love, wisdom, wholeness, peace, strength, those beauty, those concepts, those essences, as Socrates called them, that just are. You know, a couple months ago, I spoke about finding our joy even in the midst of adversity. And I reminded us that we don't actually create joy. We tap into joy that just is in us and all of creation and in all parts of the universe that we don't even really know anything about yet. So these qualities of love and joy and beauty and peace that we're tapping into when we experience these different types of prosperity, we're not creating them. We didn't create the concept of beauty. We didn't create the concept of peace. We didn't create the concept of justice. That's another one I would put on our list, justice. Now I'm gonna say true justice, not to be confused with our justice system, okay? So, we didn't create these principles, but we get to express them, we get to participate in them, we get to experience them. And when we're having a prosperous life, when we're having an experience that feels prosperous, it feels prosperous because we're tapping into the very fundamental basis of the thing itself, of that divine that said, I want to know myself. And that's why it feels so good, because we're participating in, we're that part or a part of God saying, man, I feel really good. It feels really good to be me, to be my love, to be my joy, to be my beauty, to be my peace. So that's prosperous living. That's true prosperity. When we get that far down to the basic essence of the universe and why we're here in the first place. Now, these last couple months on my healing journey, I've experienced a lot of prosperity. I've experienced abundant grace from many of you. Abundant emotional, physical, and spiritual support from family, friends, and all of you. That feels prosperous because I'm experiencing or tapping into love and compassion. I've experienced tremendous physical healing, and that feels prosperous because I'm tapping into the wholeness of the one divine life. I've experienced great, or I should say expanded mindfulness as I obey doctor's orders and participate in the one physical exercise I'm allowed, walking, and very slowly. It has become walking meditations. So in that expanded mindfulness, it feels like prosperity because I'm tapping in more and more to peace and beauty. And I've been the beneficiary of tremendous skill and knowledge of healthcare professionals, which feels prosperous because I'm tapping in to wisdom, another one of those divine qualities. In this coming month, as we explore prosperity, whenever you hear the word prosperity, I want you to remember that true prosperity is your way, it's your attitude towards life, and it feels good because you're tapping into the divine qualities that make up this incredible universe in the first place. And that is true prosperity. As we move into our time of prayer, our actual prayer for today is actually a meditation from our founder, Ernest Holmes, in his book, 365 Science of Mind. Knowing the truth leads me into a more abundant life. Today, I affirm that with God, all things are possible. I am conscious that the reality of my being is not separated from the divine. I am not only one with God, God is also one with me and one in me. I enter the gates of good. Oh, no. Persistently, I practice the divine presence. I enter the gates of good with praise and thanksgiving, finding joy and fulfillment in everything I do. Complete prosperity is mine. Today, the truth leads me into the possession of everything necessary to my well-being here on earth. Today, everything in my experience is made new. Today, I expect and accept only good. So just join me in prayer for a moment. If it's comfortable, I invite you to close your eyes or at least soften your gaze and take a deep breath. There's only one thing going on in the universe. The same thing that has always gone on or that will ever go on. That life, that one life, the thing itself, saying, I am. I am joy. I am peace. I am beauty. I am truth. I am justice. I am wholeness. I am love. I am light. And then in saying, I am, it creates. And it knows itself and experiences itself. And how grateful I am that all of us participate in that and experience that, and that is true prosperity. It is the prosperity of our lives. And with the attitude of prosperity, we experience all of it. All the peace and beauty and joy we can imagine in our way. And I'm so grateful for this. So grateful that it's never ending, that we cannot use it up, that it's endless. And in gratitude for this basic and fundamental truth of the universe, I simply let this word go, release it to that creative aspect, that part of the I am that says, yes, it is done, and it is so, and so it is. All right. So I'm a little discombobulated. before we move into our offering, a word on this series of Partners in Prosperity. You'll notice that it's not called Partners in Abundance, because, as I just explained, prosperity is about a lot more than that. It's about rich experiences. So throughout this month, you'll be hearing more about Partners in Prosperity. And each week, we're going to have somebody share their experience and why with this community and why they give of their time, talent, and treasure to this community. And today, we have Rick Smith. Our board president is going to come forward and share for a moment. And then I have one other announcement on this. Okay. Okay, Rick.
Okay. Thank you, Rev. Bridget. Hi. Y'all know me. I'm Rick Smith, the current president of the board of directors here at PCSL. Thank you. Thank you. I'd like to take a few minutes to talk about our annual stewardship program. We already know that it's called Partners in Prosperity. First of all, thank you to every single person who has ever given anything to support Portland Center for Spiritual Living, whether that be your time, talent, or treasure. The Partners in Prosperity program is about the stewardship of our spiritual center as a thriving nonprofit business. To highlight this, in the back hallway near the restroom, you'll find a lot of information about how we're doing, how our growing attendance is, and what we spend your tithes and gifts on. Please take a moment to check that out. This month, we're asking you to acknowledge your intentions on what you plan to give the center in 2025, the coming year. This will enable us to do a couple of things. One is to make a reasonable budget for next year, and it's also required that we provide our financial plans to our mortgage lender, Riverview Community Bank. In order to help us do this, you'll find intentional giving cards in your program or in the seat back in front of you. Your pledges can change as needed throughout the year. You're not locked into whatever you pledge this week or next week. You can change it if you need to. The card is an intention for you to grow spiritually and to usher in more abundance into your own life. We'll also be mailing out the intentional giving card soon, so you can make a pledge on our website as well, cslportland.org. Once you've completed the card, you can put it in the offering basket or give it to any member of the board of directors or Reverend Bridget. At this point, I want to talk about why I serve and give to this community. This community holds a very special place in my life and in my heart. When I first came here, I was in a very dark place in my life. First time I walked in the door, Nancy Ashley greeted me with a big hug. Followed closely by Reverend Marilyn, although at the time she was practitioner Marilyn. I sat for several weeks right down there next to the wall, not wanting to get involved. We see how that worked out, right? I had several long, heartfelt talks with Reverend Larry and Reverend Marilyn and decided this was a place that felt right to me. It felt like home. I became a member, started volunteering with the Sound Ministry, and now I'm the president of the board. How the hell did that happen? I've seen this center thriving. I've seen it in crisis. But it always feels like home. That's why I freely give of my time, my talent, and my treasure to help support this center. You probably have your own reasons, but that's why I stand here today. Thanks for listening. Please make a pledge to help support our home. Thank you.
And am I still on?
Yep.
Okay. I'm not sure the pledge cards made it out today, but they will soon. And I do want to bring up a special request regarding, we have plans for building maintenance and beautification, which includes new carpet down here, painting. We're going to recruit some volunteers, so stand by for that. And replacing the furnace upstairs, which is completely non-operational, and it's pretty chilly up there. So by the way, if you're attending today's workshop, we've moved it down here for the sake of being a little warmer. So these efforts of new carpet, new painting, and a new furnace, they'll support our growth, our vitality, our plans for the future. And the most immediate need is a new furnace upstairs, because like I said, winter's coming and it's completely non-operational. It's getting a little frosty up there. The bid to replace the furnace is approximately $5,200. We have made a grant proposal to the Hefferlin Foundation, which will include carpet and furnace. But we won't get that decision from them. It may or may not come through. We might get all of it. We might get part of it. But we don't get that decision until late this month. But the furnace needs to be replaced now. So we're doing and inviting you to, if you can, make an extra donation to finance the new furnace and its installation. And we've had a very generous kickoff to this campaign of raising money for the furnace by our dear community member, Ed. Yes. Thank you, Ed. Ed Kulinski made a very generous gift last week to kick off this fundraising for the furnace. So if you can help us out with that, you can either just make an extra donation or speak with me or Rick, but we would love to get that furnace financed. So those of us who work upstairs are not cold. Okay. So, and you'll have my personal thank you because that's my workspace. So thank you very much. All right, so this is the time of our sacred giving. So I invite our ushers to come forward. This is a time when we can express and share from our abundance and an appreciation for all this community does for us and for other members of our community. After all, you know, funding spiritual community is much like public radio model, right? We put it out there and then we ask for your support. And those of us, like I do with public radio, or many of you probably do, those of us who can give more, because it also supports those who aren't able to give or cannot give as much. So, and that is a beautiful thing that we get to do for each other. So let's bless our offering as call and response. And if you're online or want to give online, you can find the donate tab at cslportland.org. So our blessing. I bless these sacred gifts.
I bless these sacred gifts.
Given graciously with love.
Given graciously with love.
These gifts bless.
These gifts bless.
Heal and prosper.
Heal and prosper.
All they touch.
All they touch.
In giving.
In giving.
I am grateful to be richly.
I am grateful to be richly.
Lavishly.
Lavishly.
And abundantly blessed.
And abundantly blessed.
And so it is.
And so it is.
Thank you so very much for all your gifts.
We hope you enjoyed today's podcast. If you happen to be in the Portland, Oregon area, we'd love to have you visit in person. The Portland Center for Spiritual Living is located at 6211 Northeast Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. Our inspirational service is at 11 a.m. every Sunday. We also have many programs, classes, and workshops developed just for our online audience. To find out more, go to our website at cslportland.org and look under the online tab. We have a variety of content dedicated specifically for our podcast listeners. Our mission is to open hearts, ignite minds, and make a difference. If you'd like to support our center and its podcasts, you can donate online at cslportland.org/donate. Our website is also the place to learn more about what's going on at the center or to contact us. Allow us to become part of your extended spiritual community. Wherever you are in your spiritual journey, you are most welcome at the Center for Spiritual Living.